It's 11 trivia questions on palindromes, words that are spelled the same forwards and backwards. I give you a clue and you try and figure out the word. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, and you can play trivia and bingo with me at 18 locations, going on 20 by the end of July. And you can find out all those locations by going to triviawithbuds.com. Click on locations, and you'll find a bunch of good stuff. Today's episode is all about palindromes, words that read the same forwards and backwards. I remember in like fourth or fifth grade learning about palindromes and having to do like big, long palindrome sentences and just being amazed at like the idea that that could exist. And I think that there were only a few books around our library that had lists of those. And now you could just Google them and there's just dozens and dozens and dozens of pages of palindromes. So if that's your thing, if you like words, if you're a word nerd, today's episode is for you. Shout out to all the people who have left great iTunes reviews on the show to help us get up there on the charts. We're climbing and climbing and climbing on the games and hobbies section of iTunes, and that's thanks to listeners like you. Shout out to my friend Carrie, who put "so fun" 5 stars. Her name is OMFG. It's Carrie on iTunes. She says, "I listen every day on my long commute to work. Ryan is so hilarious and entertaining. It makes driving the 57 bearable." So that must be California. "Also, he's even funnier in person. So make sure you make it to one of his trivia nights." Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate that. Thanks for the review. Another review from Derek Zhu, who I mentioned on yesterday's podcast. He left this one on Friday. He said, "5 stars. Trivia with Buds is such a great podcast. I enjoy it every day. Ryan is such an energetic host. It always brightens my day listening. Give it a shot. I promise you won't regret it." And one more review from Friday says, "Buds is the best. 5 stars. Travis S. Taylor. Great way to get a quick trivia fix." So thank you. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that. Listeners near and far leaving those iTunes reviews. Very, very cool of you. I've had a busy weekend, guys. I've been doing this thing. There's a guy I listen to named Gary Vaynerchuk. If you are looking to get motivated or into marketing your business and things like that. And I saw a recent chat with him where somebody said, "How many pieces of content should you put out a day as a business?" And he said, 100. And I was like, holy cow, that is a lot of content. And I'm like, have I ever done that? And I'm like, I don't think I have. So I actually started making a list yesterday on Saturday. And I just woke up, posted a few things, wrote it down. And it wasn't too hard to get there. But it is still quite a bit of content. But like a piece of content could be an Instagram story or a trivia question I share as a tweet or a joke that I post that has to do with anything on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. So like any little thing you post could be considered a piece of content and it kind of fits with your brand. Even posting a picture of like Annabelle with a microphone, my daughter, you know, it's like that still kind of matches up with what I do. So I was trying to do that and, you know, even the daily podcast, that would be a perfect example of content. But I need to do more things like blogs. I have a blog on my website and I update it every so often, but I should do like one a day, even if it's just a couple trivia questions or a story or something. Like I should be writing more. So this whole exercise is kind of pushing me to think outside the box in terms of what content could be and how to post more. Because as everybody knows, all these algorithms and things, they block so many people from ever seeing the stuff that you post anyway. It's kind of good to post a bunch of stuff and, you know, some people will see some of it and some people will see some other of it. And that's kind of how it goes these days. So if you want to try that challenge, 100 pieces of content for your business, let me know how it goes. I'd love to collaborate with you on some stuff and help you grow your business and you can help me grow mine. Drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com, if you want to do something fun, like promote something on the podcast, etc. Happy to help anytime, and always happy to help if you're looking to start your own trivia, bingo, comedy night, whatever I can help you with, just drop me a line, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. All right, today's episode is about palindromes. We've got 11 of those questions for you. I give you the clue, you tell me the palindrome word that matches up, that reads the same forwards and backwards. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Here we go. All right, here it is, 11 questions on palindromes. Question number one, something Danica Patrick is familiar with. Question number one, what palindrome word would that be? Something Danica Patrick is familiar with, number one. Question number two, it's used in a popular river sport. Number two, it's used in a popular river sport. Number two on your list. Question number three, a MASH character and a way of tracking. Number three, a MASH character and a way of tracking. Number three. Question number four, the plural form of the lowest worldwide grossing Star Wars film. Number four, the plural form of the lowest worldwide grossing Star Wars film. Number four. Question number five, a certain high time of the day. Number five, a certain high time of the day. Question number six, I'll just give you a warning. This was a tough one for people to figure out at my live events. Number six, a movable cuff, C-U-F-F. Number six, a movable cuff. Palindrome number seven, RBIs, field goals, steals, etc. Number seven, RBIs, field goals, steals, etc. Question number eight, an auto by Honda. An auto by Honda. Number eight for palindromes. Number eight. Number nine, 1-4, for example, in Super Mario Brothers. Number nine, 1-4, for example, in Super Mario Brothers. Palindromes number 10, just one question to go on this quiz. Becoming this color with anger. Number 10, becoming this color with anger. And the bonus question. This one you might have to write down. I'm going to give you kind of like a synonym sentence for the new sentence we're looking for. Your answer will be a palindrome. So it's four words. I'll give you that clue, and it reads the same forwards and backwards. And here's your clue to figure out that four-word palindrome sentence. December present giver located at Space Program Building. Here it is again. December present giver located at Space Program Building. All right. So again, reading forwards, the same forwards and backwards for that 2-point question at the end. Those were all the questions for palindromes. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with palindromes answers. Thanks for hanging out and playing along with today's quiz. Remember, there's over 500 other episodes of the show that you can go back and check out at any time. There's no block on the old episodes. There's no paywall or anything like that. But if you do like this show, think about becoming a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see what it's all about. Question number one, something Danica Patrick is familiar with would be a race car. R-A-C-E-C-A-R. Race car. Danica Patrick. Although I think she's retired now, isn't she? I don't know. Number two, it's used in a popular river sport, a kayak. That is also a travel website, Kayak. I have never actually kayaked in my life. Who knows if I'll ever do it? Looks like a lot of work. Number three, a MASH character and a way of tracking something. This would be radar. Radar was a character on MASH, and you can track someone with radar. That was number three. Shout out to my brother Tom Buds, who's the biggest MASH fan I know, and we used to fall asleep sharing a room together growing up watching reruns of MASH. And when I visited him in Chattanooga the other day, we watched a few episodes then. Number four, the plural form of the lowest worldwide grossing Star Wars film would be Solos. So the Han Solo spinoff did not do so well at the box office in comparison to the other ones. And Solos, S-O-L-O-S, would be the plural form of that movie title. Number five, a certain high time of the day would be noon. Noon, N-O-O-N, not 420 for a different kind of high, but noon. Number six, a movable cuff. This was the tough one at my live nights. Rotator, R-O-T-A-T-O-R. Number six, movable cuff, a rotator cuff. I just injured mine, so it was on my mind. Number seven, RBIs, field goals, steals, etc. Stats, statistics, but the short version of that word, stats. Number seven. Number eight, an auto by Honda. That would be a Honda Civic. Civic, a class that you take in high school. I don't think I had to take it. I think it was built into economics, but some people took civics back in the day. Number 9, 1-4, for example, in Super Mario Brothers, that would be a level, something you use to hang a picture and something you play in a video game, a level. And number 10, becoming this color with anger, redder. Like if your face was getting redder and redder. People were mad that this wasn't exactly a color because it's like a color with an additional suffix on there, number 10. But redder was the answer. And the bonus for 2 points, solve this palindrome sentence: December present giver located at space program building. Did you get it? Did you get it? It was a Santa at NASA. So pretty cut and dry with that clue. But to spell it the same forwards and backwards, that might have taken you a couple seconds to figure out. A Santa at NASA. So that was today's quiz on palindromes. Hopefully you guys had a fun time figuring out those. I know I'm a big word nerd. I was an English major and a creative writing minor, so I love episodes and questions and trivia just like this. Some people hate it, and those people are usually better at sports. So here we go, guys. We have a trivia team name of the day. For today, it is Muppet Rabies. Get it? It's like Muppet Babies, but they have rabies. Muppet Rabies, that's a fun team name. Next time you play trivia, use that one. Muppet Rabies. And the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. You can check them out and all their amazing print work at fmdesignsinc.com. If you order something, tell them Bud sent you, and you'll probably get some kind of deal. The question of the day is, what was the last name of the family on the sitcom Family Ties? Alex and the other ones, I can't think of the other names, but if you know the show Family Ties, we're looking for the last name of the family on that sitcom, send me your response, and you'll be in the running to win a prize in the mail. You can tweet me at Ryan Buds, Instagram me at Ryan Buds, or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you had a great Sunday today. Hopefully you're all refreshed and ready to start another summer week here in this world we live in. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.